time now for the Chatham County Roundup. Presented, as always, by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. We've got a couple special guests right here to catch us up on Chatham County News from the Chatham News and Record, Zach Horner, and from UNC, Adrian Clevin. They're going to be talking about a new podcast called the Chatcast that is launching its inaugural season with its first episode this week. Zach, Adrian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation. Thanks for allowing us.
Absolutely. So tell us about the Chatcast. This is a new podcast, and it's a collaborative effort between the News and Record, right, and the Our Chatham Project, mm-hmm. which is at the Hussman School of Hussman School of Journalism and Media,
it's
right?
It's actually media.
Media and
It's journalism and media now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Eventually, I'm going to get the hang of it, but I haven't quite gotten it yet. So tell us about the Chatcast. What is it?
Yeah. So I think both us at the News and Record and the kids over at Our Chatham with Eric Furkenhoff, the professor, have been talking about trying to find ways to expand what we do as media organizations. You know, wherever the News and Record is, I feel like I've talked about every time I'm on here, we're trying to revitalize what media coverage looks like in Chatham County, and in Our Chatham is the same thing. And podcasts are a kind of, it feels like kind of an, it's a new thing for us, but they've been going on for years and years and years. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to use that medium to tell in-depth stories in Chatham County in a way that neither of our organizations have done before. And as far as I know, nobody in Chatham County has done before. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Chatcast is, just in general. And Adrian, I'll let you talk about kind of this first season and what we're tackling.
Yeah, so this first season is called The Age of Anxiety, and we're focusing on Chatham County high school students, in particular adolescents in the county, and the struggles that they are experiencing with mental health. And we talked to a ton of students for this project, professors, teachers in high schools and elementary schools, and we are just thrilled to give this as a resource for the community and have it be something they can hang on to for a long time.
Awesome. So. And the first episode launches on, first episode releases on Friday, but the entire first season is going to be devoted to this particular topic. And Zach, like you mentioned, this is a really, really great opportunity to take an entire season of podcasts and really dive deep on a particular topic. It's an extremely important one. Why this particular topic? There's so many that you could choose. This one is really significant, but what makes it stand out?
Yeah, well, I think it's just the statistics. 1 in 3 Chatham teens say they've experienced symptoms of depression. 1 in 5 have seriously considered suicide, and 1 in 9 have actually attempted suicide. And that's just a start. That's just kind of the result of having mental health issues. One of the things we wanted to look at a lot in the series was why these mental health issues happen, where they come from. So we looked at trauma. We looked at pressure from school. We looked at social mm-hmm. media. Just a lot of different ways that teens, and I think all of us in different ways feel anxiety and pressure from different things, but teenagers in today's world have so many different things coming at them. We talked about school shootings. Mm-hmm. We talked about the pressure of going to college and paying off student debt, and how that's, mm-hmm. you know, kids are staring that in the face right now. Mm-hmm. And so that was what kind of all those different things really kind of added up. It's like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is, if we're going to start this is what we're going to go with. Almost feel like there was a lot more we could have covered, but hopefully what we've got is a good taste.
That 1 in 9 statistic is just so stark and striking, and this isn't the first time that I've heard it, and it's not just a Chatham County thing. This is statewide, nationwide, and the fact that study after study has shown that number, 1 in 9 teenagers have attempted suicide, is just staggering. So mm-hmm. what did you learn? Who did you talk to? What did you ask? What did you find?
Yeah, so I think Zach and I had both written plenty on this topic before, but this really gave us the opportunity to do a deep dive and kind of, in a sense, long-form journalism on this topic.
Was it just the two of you working on it? Was it a much larger group, or
just
the two of you? Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so we talked, like I said, we spoke with so many people, and I think just really encouraged our understanding, but also made us realize that, you know, it was an even bigger issue than we even thought in the first place. So it just, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I think just a lot of, you know, you mentioned people we talked to. We talked to professors from UNC about eating disorders, and just mm-hmm. We talked to, one of the people I talked to was Mitch Prinstein, who is the direct clinical he has a really long title. He's professor.
That's how you know he's important.
Yeah, he's a professor of neuroscience, director of clinical psychology, and there's some other words attached to that title.
What was the book he just wrote? We had him on last year.
It's called Popular.
Popular, that's right.
And that was one thing that we covered in the podcast, because there's a lot. And he's so much. We could have done a whole podcast on everything he's got, because he's got a lot. Mm-hmm. And we talked to a couple people who work within the school system, some other people who have done work in the community with teenagers. But like Adrian said, we talked to teenagers. Those were our most important interviews, our most important sources, because those were mm-hmm. the people that are on the front lines of this, the people that are dealing with the stresses and the pressures. We talked to a girl who had a history of cutting herself and considering suicide. We talked to a guy who, when he was seven or eight, told his parents that he wanted to shoot himself. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of getting to this dark thing here, but I mean, this is the reality that kids are facing mm-hmm. these days, and that's really what we wanted to raise awareness of that, and just say, look, this is, yes, it's a reporting tool where we're reporting on the news, but also just as an awareness piece that this is a real issue that needs time and attention.
What did you find in terms of pressures or causes or factors that lead kids to this position?
So one of my favorite episodes of the podcast that we're working on is about marginalized groups. And mm-hmm. so communities of people who are facing maybe undue stresses from, you know, immigration issues or just race, ethnicity, that kind of thing. Those issues can kind of compound. And so, you know, that doesn't mean that someone will necessarily struggle with a mental illness or some kind of thing, but it definitely makes the risk factor a lot higher. So I think that is really important to understand in this. And then also that school pressure is really, really insane, even down to an elementary or middle school level, the pressure to get into a great college and get great grades and think about what you want to do for the rest of your life is really weighing on these kids.
Mm. When you were, you just came out of being a teenager. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, you just came out of being a teenager.
Yes.
What did you hear that was surprising, and what did you hear that wasn't surprising?
Well, first of all, a student told me that I was, like, in a different generation than him, which is really funny. But honestly, there was not much that really blew me out of the water in terms of, like, the pressure that kids are facing. I kind of sensed that same pressure from growing up in high school. I, you know, went to high school in Chatham County, went to Northwood and Moncure Elementary Middle School. So it really felt like coming back home. And it was sad to hear that the same things that I struggle with, they're still struggling with. So.
Yeah. Speaking with Adrian Clevin, you just heard her, Zach Horner from UNC and the Chatham News and Record, respectively, talking about the Chatcast, new podcast, which is a collaborative effort of the Hussman Journalism School, the Our Chatham Project there, and the Chatham News and Record. And the first episode is releasing this Friday. So this season, how many episodes are there, and what are the different topics? How much can you spoil?
Yeah, well, first of all, we are spoiling everything on Friday. We're releasing all 10 episodes on Friday.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Okay, so season one is releasing on Friday.
Most podcasts, like the ones we're doing, they do kind of put out one episode every week. Most podcasts, I'm going to say 90% of them are probably that way. But we really felt, at least I felt, like this story was something we wanted to tell all at one time and make available mm-hmm. all at one time.
Absolutely.
Especially with a medium like podcasts, it's not like, okay, this is paper that I might lose. You know, you can access podcasts anytime. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's 10 episodes covering a lot of different things. We talked about school pressure, social media. We have a whole episode on social media. And just there's too much to go into there now of how much that's a pressure. Marginalized population. We'll look at policy. There's a whole episode on social media, mental health policy. Medicaid expansion's covered in that. That's obviously a big topic. And then there's at the end, you know, we talk about all the things that are not good and the issues, but we have a couple episodes at the end that's like, this is what people are doing. Because one thing that's really cool to me is seeing what is being done in Chatham County, mm-hmm. is seeing the school system, seeing other organizations, and seeing individual people that are like, yeah, this is an issue, we need to tackle this, and seeing those things take place, seeing people be aware of that, and seeing people already doing that work is really cool. But so 10 episodes, it'll be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Buzzsprout. So a lot of different avenues, and
awesome.
Also be available. We actually have a special page on our website. It's chathamnewsrecord.com/chatcast, one word, chatcast, where you'll have access to all the episodes and some articles that we've written kind of leading up to it.
Did you know what the episodes roughly were going to be when you started, or did you just start and figure that out as you went?
It took a lot of conversation, I think. We knew the overall topic, and we started with who do we want to speak with, mm-hmm. and then we really kind of let them lead that conversation and looked at what we had and then split up episodes, I think.
Yeah, there was one day we were in my office in Pittsburgh, and we just said, okay, here's all the, like, 50 topics we want to look at. Let's organize them into episodes.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we did the episode-wise. But yeah, it was kind of just, there was a lot of things we wanted to cover and just kind of organized it that way.
The season releases on Friday. When did you start this project? How long ago?
I think our first meeting was...
It was back in August.
Yeah, like the second to last week of August.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to do in just the space of a few short months. It probably feels like a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I remember that first meeting and being like, gosh, that was so long ago. Uh-huh. But I think what's really cool, and I've told a couple people this, is that, you know, I went to journalism school. I graduated 5 years ago from Elon University, and it's really cool to see the students from Carolina step up and really explore these new opportunities and be as good as they are. I'm going to give props to Carolina here. I know y'all are Carolina town. Y'all, your school is doing a great job with their journalism students. Especially the kids over at Arch Adam, what they're doing is fantastic. Really stepping into that area of answering questions directly from people in Chatham County and making a big difference. And we've loved at the News and Record being able to partner with them. We've had people come here to talk about the forum conversations, and also we're going to have a forum on this topic at the end of January. So still a little ways away, but we'll have more on that in the coming weeks. But it's been a really cool opportunity for me to work with a student journalist, but also for us to continue that partnership.
No, I'm looking forward to listening to it beginning on Friday. Speaking with Zach Horner and Adrian Clevin, I got to mention there's a forum coming up on Thursday, right?
So we rescheduled that.
Oh, this is the one for January that you mentioned? Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We didn't do a great job of saying we rescheduled it. That's in this week's paper, so we haven't.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So that forum is going to be next month.
That's correct.
Yep, on this topic. So we'll talk about that more as we get closer to it. Other things that people need to know about the Chatcast, about this season, about this issue?
We would love for y'all to listen, for as many people to listen as possible. We think it's a really great resource. We're a little biased, but we're so excited for what we've put together and for it to hopefully help high school students, to parents, to community members.
Yeah, and if you've never listened to a podcast before, this is a good place to start. It's free, so you don't have to pay anything for it, which I think is one of the best selling points. Also, I think, like Adrian said, this is a serious topic that we want to educate people. We want to help people. Like we said, this is not just a simple journalism effort. This is about trying to help people and point people in the right direction on something that's really serious. And also, there's going to be a couple of bonus episodes. We have the reporting, but there's also a couple episodes where kind of Adrian and I talk about the process and just different topics, and so those will hopefully be a good addition for the source material.
And then as we wrap up, do you know yet what season two is?
We've talked a little bit, but nothing yet.
Okay.
Nothing yet. We'll still continue that conversation and see what happens.
Stay tuned.
We'll keep us posted.
If you guys have any suggestions, let us know.
Absolutely.
We love hearing what people are concerned about, and we'd love to look into it.
Again, look forward to season one of the Chatcast releasing on Friday at all of those different podcast venues. And again, you can just search for the Chatcast, right? And mm-hmm. it'll come right up beginning on Friday. Looking forward to listening. Zach Horner, Adrian Clevin, thank you so much for being with us and for the work that you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.